This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jay Kirshner with Doug Stephan on the Good Day program. It is Tuesday morning, the 24th of January. James Collins at the controls in our main studio in Dallas here with a way for you to find your way through the day. In fact, many people start the day by finding a cup of Joe. And I don't know why I started thinking about this. Yesterday morning I was watching Joe, what's they call him, Morning Joe on MSNBC.
A cup of Joe.
He and his wife, Mika.
Joe, Morning Joe?
Morning Joe. I think it's Morning Joe. Anyway, so I'm curious as to how a cup of coffee is called Joe. Where did that come from?
Same with toilets being called John.
Yeah, right.
Who decides what name goes with what?
I think it should be called a J, frankly, instead of a John. It's a
no,
J.
No, it shouldn't.
Jessica, no.
Excuse you.
A Doug. A pot into which one puts poop. There it is. Okay, so anyway, meanwhile, back at Joe. G.I. Joe, and the fact that it was given, if I understand the story correctly, the whole thing started with coffee being given to the G.I.s. G.I. Joe, so they had a cup of Joe. There are probably 100 different stories as to how it all gets started. And I guarantee you that I will hear, now that I brought this up, from any number of people, help yourself to our social media. That's fine and dandy. Facebook and Instagram, it's at Good Day Radio Show. And on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. Help yourself to whatever it is that you think is the origin of the term Joe and finding Joe and G.I. Joe. And it's like the Jeeps, where they came from. A Jeep, now spelled J-E-E-P, generally speaking, this product was built by the Willys Corporation. The Kaiser Willys Corporation had a contract with the government to build an all-purpose vehicle that could go anywhere, do anything, four-wheel drive, general-purpose vehicle, GP. It became known as a GP, and then that translated into a Jeep. Did you know that? Did you ever hear that?
I did not know that, but it sounds about right, because people are lazy. Too just to say GP, so we went to Jeep.
Right, exactly. There it is. Okay, time for an update of sorts. There's a video that's making its rounds on social media and the news media, which captures the moment that this fellow is disarmed in the Monterey Park gunman circumstance at the second dance hall. So how did this guy die, though? I'm trying to remember.
Self-inflicted.
But how did he get, if they got him, they disarmed him, where did he get the gun? These guys, it shows him wrestling. He had another one.
He was in that van that they had surrounded, and then when they did finally approach, they found him deceased from a self-inflicted wound.
Okay. All right. So anyway, but this fellow, Brandon Say, who is only 26, was in the dance hall, the second dance hall, and if you look at this video, it basically shows them tussling, trying to get the gun away from this armed man, who's pretty much, you can't really tell, he's in dark clothing, has a hat on, walks out of the picture, and then later is seen struggling with this young Mr. Say. They wrestled over the weapon, the shoving match, and then so Say takes that gun away from him, and then, as you said, he just, yeah, it was a semi-automatic assault pistol. Once again, why do we have these? What is there? At some point in time, you can say all you want to about the rights and guns kill people. Yep. But in a responsible society, we have to take the greater good into account. Do I think it's a good idea that we have to have so many laws, rules, and regulations? No. But we have so many cucamongas among us. We have so many people who are, you know, crazy doesn't serve it isn't the proper description, but it's the everyday description of people.
But here's what's really absurd. Criminals who have guns illegally are typically not the ones with mass killings. Those are more targeted violence.
Right, robbing a bank.
Or gang-related or a domestic dispute or something like that. It's more targeted where the murderers of mass shootings, they typically got their gun from... They got the gun themselves legally, or they got it from a family member who obtained the gun legally. So it kind of goes to, if we remove guns and people from getting the guns legally, what is it actually doing? Or do we better the system, or the system that's already in place doesn't really seem to be working? There's so many questions, and it seems that any one answer to any of those questions still isn't the answer.
Mm-hmm. All right, moving to the economic realities of our existence here, not only in America, but around the world. A lot of the big minds in money were in Davos, Switzerland this past weekend for the annual economic conference where leaders of state go and they discuss, the leaders of the banks and all the people that have all the money talk about what's going to happen. The naysayers trying to scare the hell out of everybody say, I'm going to have a recession this year. But if you read between the lines, we here in this country seem to be starting the trend of turning the economic tide. And I have, for pretty much since the beginning of the year, when people are looking at the economic forecast for the year and saying, we're going to have a recession, it's going to be terrible. No. The first 6 months of the year, according to people who really have the right minds, the minds that I kind of have always fallen, you can say, well, Doug, that's kind of egotistical. How do you know you're right? I just trust these people and what they've said over the years, and they've mostly been right. So when I read and hear about the prognosticators of fear and gloom and doom, and you better sell all your stocks and buy gold, I think we even have a gold, James, don't we have a gold advertiser at the moment?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, anyway, so they can tell their story, and I'm telling this story. The story is you should be comfortable. Relax. If you don't want to take your money out of your stock portfolio, don't. Because basically, again, reading through the lines from this this weekend meeting, we have slower inflation. Now, some of the experts are split on how fast we're going to have a return to normalcy, but most of the indicators when it comes to mortgages, and that's the best indicator of where the economy is going, the mortgage rates are off 0.6%, 0.7%, which is pretty significant. That's 10% of what, if you're paying 7.5% for a 5-year fixed mortgage, then the next person who comes along with the same scenario is only going to pay about 6.3% annualized, and that still is pretty high when you consider what a year or so ago it was 3%, 2.7%, and that's why the housing market was as hot as it is, and it'll go back to that.
But the pendulum always swings.
Right. It's just how fast is it going to happen? I'm guessing the people that I trust suggest by the middle of the year things will be much, much better. And so, but then you deal with, look at what's happening at Spotify. 600 people are being laid off. Well, you know what? There are lots of things that are going on in the tech world. Pretty much started by what Mr. Musk did at Twitter. And then people started looking, well, do I need all these people? You know, Amazon hires 18,000, they fire 12,000 at the beginning. You know, in the Christmas season, they hire 18,000. The first of the year, they lay off 12,000. That's what's going on. What is behind the layoffs? Hello, it's how much money is being spent to buy whatever product we're talking about. And so there is a... The rates that were low a year, two, three, 4 years ago that some say fueled the inflation, now the rates have slowed the spending of money down. Like, have as many people bought cars as wanted to? Actually, yeah. The car business is great at the moment. People don't seem to care what it costs to buy a new car. They're just buying a car. People, that's the American dream. Cars are it, right? After you buy a house, the second biggest purchase usually most people make is a car.
Yeah.
And you can, the fun is you can keep buying new ones. You can't keep moving from house to house. Especially what?
If you lease.
Yeah, right. 2-3 years. Okay, let's get another one. Right? The great American, let's throw it away and find a new one. That's the solution. Oh, yeah, I got to have the latest and the greatest. So, anyway.
That's the model right. That iPhone goes off of. Latest.
Yeah, of course.
As soon as you get the current model, it's 2 weeks later, it's in the news.
Bastards.
Right, here's the date for the next one.
Yeah, and then they turn, I found these iPhone 5s that I wanted to use for handheld phones. You can't get them, they don't service them, they don't support them anymore, so you can't basically use them. I'm still trying to find, did I ask you to nose around? I think I did, I may have said something to you about all these.
Yeah, the flip phones I've been seeing are the ones that are like the prepaid ones.
Yeah, no, you can't buy them anymore. No, I don't want that. I want a regular, on my Verizon account, I want to be able to use an iPhone 5 to make calls. I've got an SE that handles all the things that I need to handle, you know, email and texting and stuff during the course of the day if I'm not around my office or my studio. And then I want something small, and because the flip phones don't seem to be around anymore, I want these iPhone 5s. What? Can you get them? Nah. So they deserve every bit of bad publicity and bad will that you can conjure up. Because it's Apple that really, for a change, instead of Verizon being the bad guys, Apple is the bad guy. And you keep supporting them by keeping up Bob Kay and others who use the analog phones. Ah, I told you, Samsung's a lot better. Well, I just want to find, somebody find me a phone someplace.
Well,
I don't care what it is.
You might like the iPhone 13 mini, which is only an inch bigger than the 5.
Really? Well, how is that compared to the SE?
Faster.
Well, but I mean, is it, well, send me a thing about, I didn't know that. Did I ask you that last week? I forgot whether I asked you that.
No, well, you did, but I thought you were talking specifically about flip phones.
No, the flip phones are gone. You can't get them anymore. You can't get service. You can't get them. I want a flip phone, but you can't, so why fight it? I mean, I should fight it. I should be angry and tell people don't buy it, but the practical side of it is I have more important things to be upset about or to get people worked up about than that stuff. So, all right. So you got it. So if they're smaller than the SE and I can hold it in my hand easily and make calls, yeah, that's what I want. Thank you. Jay has saved the day again here on Good Day. It's 18 after the hour.
Nachos! Yeah, get nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
Great. And some Frank's Red Hot.
Oh, nah, I'm good.
Oh, you're just going to eat these dry, plain, boring nachos with no Frank's. Seriously? Frank it up. Frank it up. Come on, lady, crank it up, crank it up, crank it up, yeah!
Oh.
Hey, this guy finally gets it. Hey, look, we're on the Jumbotron.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. You're driving along and some Nimrod cuts you off. You hit the horn. Jeez, it sounds like a goose in distress. Time to head over to eBay Motors. They have horns for every make and model, not to mention horn pads, steering wheels, wiring, and more. 122 million parts. You can even go for an upgrade. That looks like Mr. Cutoff Man needs a new seat cover. Try eBay Motors, pal. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code CLEAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code CLEAN. Enjoy.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Now 23 after the hour on the Tuesday Doug Steffen Good Day program to Jay Kirshner. This is the portion of the program social media is our focus. What's trending in the entertainment or a celebrity department? Often that's our focus. So those of you who are fans of the singer Drake, there's something going on in his, he had a concert over the weekend in the Apollo Theater. We're going to talk about what happened at that performance right after this. Time for us to underscore what's going on at MyPillow.com. Using the code DS, you can get fabulous bargains even for your pets. Yes, the MyPillow pet bed is available right now, so you can have a pet that is enjoying the same comfort that you are in the MyPillow pet bed. You know, they have mattresses, mattress toppers, all those good things. MyPillow is known for quality and value. Those things are great. MyPillow's different sizes. The pet bed, I'm just underscoring some of the things here. It's a fabulous company. They do fabulous work. So go through. There's a great product catalog you can get. All you have to do is download it at MyPillow.com. See what specials they have, whether it's the comforters, bathrobes. It is a cool way for you to spend a couple of moments and then save some money. MyPillow.com. Check out using the discount code DS. That's MyPillow.com.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Yes, Greg. Please give me your number so I can call you.
Call me on my cell phone.
Doug, what's your number?
281 Apple. It's pretty appropriate, right, for an iPhone? 281 Apple? You've never heard that joke? Okay, I don't want to explain it here. However, there is a story from the rapper Drake that's pretty interesting. Put yourself there. I'll have Jay describe what happened at the concert in the Apollo Theater this past Sunday night with fans up in the balcony. Well, they started in the balcony. We'll talk about where they ended up after this.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right. So anyway, here's the story from the balcony. You ever go to a concert and sit in the balcony and you get so close, you're on that front seat on the balcony and you look over?
Where it's just like it's an intimate event, no matter where you are, because it's just smaller and it's all they're all good seats in the balcony. Yeah, that can be those can be really great.
All right, so what happened? This guy was so excited that he was jumping up and down, and he fell out of the balcony, and who'd he land on?
Oh, Drake straight up had to pause the event, which was great, because he wanted the lights to come up so that they could check on him, but there was a fan who just got really hyped up, especially when Drake brought out rapper 21 Savage about 90 minutes into the set, and this man he fell over the balcony into the orchestra pit on the New York Giants, apparently. Players were in that area. Former Giants.
The guy didn't get hurt, I don't think, either. Did he, badly?
Daniel Jones, yeah. And it was quite an event. Fortunately, nobody was hurt, and the show went on. But can you imagine not only just getting so excited you fall off the balcony, and then you look around and you're like, oh, Giants players, thank you for catching me.
All right, thanks for being here. Appreciate it. Yeah, very cool. So imagine, though, put yourself in that position. I always say that. Put yourself in that position. All right, 28 after the hour here. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, Zip.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. As more classified documents were discovered in President Biden's home, former Republican Congressman Devin Nunes on Newsmax explains how difficult it is to get documents out of their secure environment.
If I wanted to move something from the House Intelligence Committee to another location, I couldn't just take it, for example, back to my own personal office. My office wasn't cleared for that.
California is reeling from a second mass shooting in days after another senior citizen shot dead seven former co-workers south of San Francisco in Half Moon Bay. San Mateo County Sheriff Christina Corpus.
This kind of shooting is horrific. It's a tragedy that we hear about far too often, but today it's hit home here in San Mateo County.
Luke Shepherdson was declared the winner in one of the world's most prestigious surfing contests held in Hawaii over the weekend for the first time in 7 years. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
As if the shootings out in California weren't bad enough, Des Moines, Iowa, a couple of shots fired there, a couple of students killed, somebody else hurt. Good God, this country with all of this stuff. Oy. All right, 34 and change after Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Where is the good? Let me see. Wait a minute. Here's Jay. Help! Find some that's good here.
Help! I need somebody.
Right, exactly.
We have, I'm sure this is something we are going to be further discussing tomorrow, but right now the 95th Oscar nominations are in the process of being announced.
Anything good come up so far?
Good news.
Yeah.
They like pretty much just started, but I am intrigued to see what the deal is going to be with the whale Brendan Fraser's new film.
Yeah.
Because he's just getting it. I talked with Chuck.
A lot of accolades.
And it seems that all of the hype is real and warranted. Yeah. And it really is an incredible
movie. Just such a downer.
It's
a downer movie. That's the problem with it. People don't want to go see downer movies. Sometimes, I shouldn't say people. Most people don't want to go. They want to get uplifted because they get attacked all day long, every day with all this. Yeah.
Well, that's one of the good things. The Oscars aren't chosen based on box office numbers, so that's.
But they ought to be. Don't you think they ought to be?
No. When you're thinking of somebody as the best actor or best screen, but it happened a script, but it happened to be something that people wanted to go watch mindlessly over somebody who actually did a good job at that job.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think
office totals instead
there ought to be more. So what's the purpose of having them if it isn't to attract a large audience focused on what a lot of people have seen? The audience is going to be small for the show and for the awards if they don't bring in, like James Bond never wins an Academy Award, right? Never. The Indiana Jones movies, I think there was one for sound effects or something, but they never really win.
Well, a lot of it's definitely about getting paid and putting money in people's pockets, but it's also like, let's not forget that this is art, and a lot of these people are artists. They don't join the acting game for the fame. They want to hone
in. I'm not sure about that. Some of them don't, and some of them do. Here's a song. We're talking about actors. Most people in the acting business live in California. There is somebody who lives in the Golden State who has a huge prize, but they haven't collected. How in the world do you not? That single ticket holder who won the $2 billion Powerball last year hasn't claimed the money yet. Altadena, California.
Right?
Yeah. What? How come?
Well, it makes you wonder. Is it one of those things where the person knows they won, but they are going through different steps to hire on people, maybe like a financer, an advisor?
It takes a year.
Or do they not know they won? Is it one of those situations where they are going to find this ticket in a handbag or a purse or a jacket pocket in?
Yeah, but you only have a year.
From now.
You only have a year.
Could you imagine finding that ticket 2 years too late or something like that?
Time for Harry Carey. Anyway, so the winner here's another winner. The November winner is going to get paid $997 million for his or her trouble. Let's see here. I'm not sure, though, what it is. About the other, what do they do with the money? They just put it back into the, they put it back. I forgot to buy a ticket. Usually in California, I buy a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
The Powerball jackpot is up to what? It's 6-7 million, or is it over? What is it? 100 million? I mean, it's pretty high. It seems to me Powerball has gone up pretty high.
It's gotten pretty high.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or what if the person who had just won that big $2.04 billion in November? What if it was somebody who passed away? Because we also know where the ticket was sold. So if you bought a ticket, you would know. Oh, I bought a ticket in this location, or specifically at that marketplace or gas station or something. So you would have people at least looking to find it. What if something happened to this person?
They go through a rigorous vetting process. Security-wise and otherwise, before they make sure that, But how do you know whether this... I don't get that. If you have the ticket and you show up with the ticket, you're supposed to get the money. Right? That's it. That's the end of the story.
Well, you have to make sure that you aren't related to somebody within the lottery system, that there's no shenanigans going on.
Yeah, I suppose. Well, anyway. You didn't win, and I didn't win. So, and I'm guessing none of our listeners have won, so let's kiss that one goodbye for now. and dream, go back to our big dreams, if you will. Here's something from the Did You Know and Do You Care Fact Department. Ketchup. The stuff that we put onto our hot dogs and hamburgers and fries. The reason originally ketchup was developed because it was not to put on all those things, but it was a health tonic. Ketchup has come a long way from its roots. going back to the 3rd century, cooks fermented seafood to create a amber-colored sauce that really basically resembles what we put on all the stuff. Some people put ketchup on fish.
That sounds like cocktail sauce, like that you put shrimp into.
Right. Yeah, I think that's it. They made the first versions with walnuts and mushrooms. And then they added tomatoes to it, and tomatoes became the most important part back around 1812. And it was created in Philadelphia by a horticulturist named James Meese. Huh. And then, but doctors were using it in the last century, as a matter of fact. One doctor, Dr. John Bennett, promoted tomatoes and tomato sauce as cures for indigestion and other stomach ailments. You know, that's interesting. They used to have ketchup pills, and I never knew really why they had them. And now I understand.
Really?
Yep. Take care of your stomach. But there's a lot of acid in it. Now, neutralize the acid, much as anything else. And so the H.J. Heinz Company came into existence in 1876, and their first product was a dinner table staple that they called ketchup, K-E-T-C-H-U-P. Some called it catsup, C-A-T-S-U-P. Ever heard it referred to as catsup?
I have, and some of the different, some brands still have it listed on their label instead of ketchup.
I know they do. Yeah, exactly. All right, enough of that frivolity. Uri Geller is going to join us in a few moments to talk about mind, body, wellness, and other things. I'm sure he's always got something up his sleeve. So we'll talk about the practical influence of mind over matter in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. All right, here we are at 43 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Jay and I always love talking to Uri Geller, who is here with us, joining us from his museum outside of Tel Aviv in Old Jaffa, where so many hundreds of people go, thousands of people every year to see the tidbits of history, the things that have made Uri. It's funny because I visited with your daughter in Los Angeles on Sunday, and we were talking about what it was like to grow up as your two children, Daniel and Natalie, growing up as the children of Uri Geller. And she takes it so, I just love her attitude toward you. She just takes everything in stride. We had great laughs about some of the things that we've experienced together. Because, you know, in reality, even though you're a celebrity and everybody knows who you are, you're a human being. And I think that's what a lot of people forget that from time to time, that we are just, you know, we all do different. different things, but we're all human. We have children and grandchildren. And
hey, Dougie.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I would. I'd like to just step upon a different topic about synchronicity.
Yes.
Because what you, I mean, did I hear correctly that you were talking about Heinz ketchup?
Yes, we were just talking about where ketchup comes from. Yes, Heinz, the 57 varieties.
So,
yes.
So listen to this. About an hour and a half ago, I was still in the museum. Right now, I'm in my car, driving into Tel Aviv, and I have a meeting in Tel Aviv. But an hour and a half ago, I was handling a poster which says, a large poster, I would say meter and a half by meter and a half, that says Heinz Big Soup or Uri Geller. And you can see a bent spoon kind of digging into Heinz soup. Can you believe that synchronicity?
We always have that, though. There's all kinds of stuff like that. We seem to encounter it all the time, how I'll be talking and thinking about something and you will. And that's part of that whole connection, the spirit-mind-body connection that we talk about, and how important it is to have that in order to be well. Your body needs your mind to be well, and your mind needs your spirit to be well in order to be well. Don't you? That's something you talk about a lot.
I think that synchronicities of this nature, and I think our listeners will totally agree. I mean, you and I have been on the air for 30 years. I cannot remember ever you talking about Heinz ketchup. And
no.
An hour and a half ago, I'm holding this big advertisement that Heinz did with me for Heinz Big Soup. And this is crazy. So I think that people who encounter a lot of synchronicities, they find themselves very intuitive. Many of these people who are psychic, we are all naturally psychic, can do remote viewing. You can send your space through. You can send your mind through space and time, and you can bring back information. You encounter a lot of 11-11s in your life. Your eyes are attracted to 11-11. You think about somebody that you haven't spoken for 2 or 3 or 4 years, and they call you that day. You go to a place that you've never seen before, you've never been before, and suddenly it looks to you totally familiar, and you know everything about the place, and you say, oh my God, it's deja vu, deja vu. So I think those people who encounter a lot of these paranormal stuff are highly, highly intuitive, and we're basically using the most powerful search engine in the universe, and that's our mind, that's our brain.
I think that the purpose of our mind, the spiritual purpose of our mind, as you have just sort of explained it very well, we have unlimited abilities in our mind, in our brain, if you will, in our bodies, in our lives. We can do so much more than we seem to allow ourselves. We want to be conventional. We want to fit in. But yet there are people like you who stand out because you're not afraid to be different. And that's kind of what I would love to see more of that, frankly, wouldn't you?
Yeah, exactly. And all of our listeners right now, if you look at yourself and you study yourself, you will realize what an amazing being you are. We are all made from energy. We are energetic beings, and energy cannot be stopped. Albert Einstein proved that energy cannot be destroyed. So I say tap into your mind, tap into your brain, tap into your consciousness and use that stored energy that's lying underneath, but it's there. It's like an iceberg. Use it for your own good. Change your life for the better by being positive, a positive thinker. So that's a good tip for all our listeners.
Yeah, it's been going on. This, you go back in history, when you look at all of the things that have been developed without our brains, you don't enjoy life, you don't develop anything. Uri is here as a helpful part of the Good Day program. His website, URIGELLER, urigeller.com, where you can go to become a citizen of his island, Lamb Island. Kind of a cool thing. Check it all out at urigeller.com.
Hi, Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Want to listen to this whole theme, right? Yeah. Let's put the A-team. We have the A-team here. Jay, Doug, Chuck Curry. We're the A-team. After all, who else is? Who's better than we are? Right, Chucker? We're the best.
I agree, Doug.
Yes. All right, so the A-team was both a television show with Mr. T, George Peppard,
yes.
And the other two characters. I'm trying to remember who played those other two guys in the TV show.
I don't remember either,
but I remember the movie. Bradley Cooper was in the movie.
Liam Neeson. It was a good movie, but it didn't make enough money for them to sequelize it, I guess. But that's anyway, the 18 TV series premiered this week in TV history, January 22nd, 1983, after the Super Bowl. Got a huge number. Very popular in this first year or two, and then it sort of petered off. So it ran from 83 to 87.
It was funny. George it was Bacall enjoyable. Was yeah. It was fun. Really
here's the thing. Here's the thing. Rocky III, right? Mr. T plays Clubber Lang, becomes like a big name because he's really awesome in that movie. Gets the A team, and then Hulk Hogan, who played Thunderlips in Rocky III in 1983, was basically he was a wrestler, but he basically handpicked by Vince McMahon to lead the WWF names at the time and became a household name. So, I mean, if you think about the talent involved in Rocky III, Mr. T and Hulk Hogan went on to do some really good things. And Mr. T's still doing, to this day, commercials and still working and making money. Which is really good.
It is. Yeah. All right, and Oscar nominations are going on right now as we speak. Anything in that list?
I got the best. He has the best picture. They nominated 10 best pictures. Women Talking, Triangle of Sadness, Top Gun Maverick, that's the mainstream one, Tar, The Fabelmans, Everything Everywhere All at Once, that movie's very popular, Elvis, The Banshees of Inisherin, Avatar Way of Water, and All Quiet on the Western Front. Nothing really here is surprising in terms of, here, put it this way, there was a time when I did the show, probably at least, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 years ago, I get very excited about this stuff, but it just feels in the culture we live in post-COVID that this is almost an afterthought. The general public doesn't really care. A lot of these movies are not that popular. There's a few that are. Maverick is obviously in the Avatar, Way of Water. Elvis did well. But the enthusiasm for award shows is not there. So I don't want to go come on the air and act like this is the second coming of something really important. It is what it is. It's important to the industry. But to the populace, not many people care anymore, Doug.
Well, I would hope that things like Top Gun would win a bunch of awards. Fabelmans was a very good movie. That kid, I was reading a story about him.
Well, I know that Austin Butler was pretty awesome as Elvis. He did a great job.
Yeah, very good.
I said on the air yesterday, you weren't here. Where the heck were you? But anyway, Brendan Fraser, I thought was owned the way. I watched it the other day. You know, it's not a movie for everybody. I mean, they don't make movies about 600-pound people every day. But I thought it was very unique. And he just, there's certain parts for certain people that's just, he just was, I can't see another actor playing that role. That's how good he was in that movie. I'm going to be rooting for him, actually.
Yeah. No, I think he's, I think that'd be great. Any other interesting nominations that you can see on that list?
I got to scroll down. It doesn't look like anything. It's a big surprise. I said to you off air, Judd Hirsch got nominated, who was the star of the TV show Taxi and also Independence Day. Really
been around for a long time.
Guy. He has like a 5-minute part in The Fabelmans. He got nominated for Best Supporting Actor. He's really good in his 5 minutes. Really good.
Yeah.
I like him. I'm a fan. So that's pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, I agree with you. I noticed that Cobra Kai is set for its final season. There are more Karate Kid items, though, that are coming. It's kind of like the offshoots that have come from Star Wars. How many more programs can they come up with? But apparently Netflix has, as you say, greenlit a sixth season.
That'll be the final one of Cobra Kai, but evidently
another one.
I guess the studio, I think it's Paramount, which released the original film, is going to do another Karate Kid movie. They're not giving away a lot of details if Ralph Macchio's Daniel LaRusso will be involved. I don't think he will, but at the end of the day, I mean,
Ralph Macchio is, wait a minute, hold on a second. Ralph Macchio is 61 years old.
I know he is. You still look at him like a kid.
Right, exactly. Yeah. All right, excuse me.
He was born with some good boyish DNA. I don't know if that's good or not, but he certainly looks a lot younger.
Yeah.
61 years of age.
Yeah.
And the Cobra Kai is an extremely entertaining show that has a lot of popularity, and the showrunners love the original series and just perfectly did this new show on Netflix. Great job.
All right, Chucker. Thank you. Chuck Curry here with Doug Steffen and Jay at 59 After on Good Day.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.